Conservation groups have sued a Utah state agency claiming illegal use of public money to construct a private oil and gas rail line. The Utah Permanent Community Impact Fund Board awarded a $28 million grant to help the Uinta Basin Railway move crude oil to refineries in border states. The suit, filed by the Center of Biological Diversity and the nonprofit Living Rivers, claims the project will bring significant increase of oil extraction and environmental damage. John Weisite with the Living Rivers says, "The Community Impact Fund money is there to repair damages from the fossil fuel industry, not to subsidize it."
These are public funds, and they're supposed to be helping public communities. The Community Impact Board has discretion on which direction it goes, and they've chose not to help communities as much as they are helping oil corporations.
The suit alleges the proposed 85-mile Uinta Basin Railway would increase oil drilling and fracking, strain public facilities and services, worsen the climate crisis, and harm public health. The Utah Permanent Community Impact Fund Board declined a request to comment on the lawsuit. Prior to the state agency's approval of the grant in late 2019, Weisite says the board heard, but disregarded, a warning from the Utah Attorney General's office that says the project was probably not legal. He says Utah communities will never be able to use the rail system, although their tax money is building it.
I can think of a lot of good things that this money could do besides helping oil corporations have a competitive edge. This is wrong. It's also illegal, and that's what the challenge is.
The project, originated in 2014, was intended to move crude oil from the Uinta Basin to a refinery complex near the Port of Oakland, but California officials denied a permit for the project because its potential cause for environmental damage, leaving its backers to seek new sources of funding. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.